The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Jo Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
The theatre going green.
Yes.
And it's not the green room.
No, it's not. Yes, there's been so much activity within the Arts Centre. And you know what? I thought we've just had September, which was the Fringe Festival, the Dublin Theatre Festival. There's been a lot happening. So why not look at what the arts sector is doing to try and green themselves, as you say?
So we're going to talk about theatre in particular. How in God's name can they go green?
Well, this is something that I was really fascinated with too, because obviously the creative sector is just that, very creative. And so you'd think that they'd have a lot of, you know, ways to reuse their stuff. But look, from what I understand and from everyone I spoke to, there are some stumbling blocks within that sector. For instance, costumes is a massive thing. Obviously, that's a huge part of every production. But in Ireland, we historically haven't had somewhere besides the Abbey where all costumes could be stored. So for a lot of costume designers, they've either had to hoard stuff at home to reuse it, or they've just historically gotten rid of stuff and bought fast fashion items.
I know that in RTÉ there's a huge wardrobe department. There was, at least last time I was there. And say if I had discarded a suit after a run of the Late Late Show, it would go into stock and then maybe be worn by an extra passing down the street on Fair City.
I would love, if RTÉ are listening, open up the archives and let us have a look. I'd love to see all of that. So that's exactly what, you know, someone like RTÉ can do. But for the greater industry, there's now a move to try and create these spaces that people can access those things very freely. So down in Wicklow, two costume designers who met on the set of Kin, which people might know, they've set up the CCI, which is the Circular Costume Institute. And they basically keep old costumes that people are finished with in the theatre, and then you can go down and rent them. So just creating things like this that are really, really good. Another big issue would be sets. So people will, you know, create an entire set. And I've heard people tell me, set designers, that they've been heartbroken at the end of a production that it has to be taken down and trashed because there's nowhere to store it. So there's a big push to try and create these storage places, because what happens is that they'll often get onto channels, WhatsApp groups, Facebook, and say, does anyone want this set? And someone will say, yes, in 6 months' time.
See, back in the day, they used to use, instead of the rather complex 3D sets which are typical in the theatre, they used to use flats.
And
the flats
them
would be painted every time.
And be painted over. I remember that in my school thing, actually. They used to paint over it every year. But things are so sophisticated now. So again, trying to create these spaces. So look, to try and tackle all of these issues and make everything more circular, the Green Arts Initiative has been set up. And Katrina Fallon, who is a stalwart in the industry, is overseeing that. And they're trying to bring in all of these new initiatives. Things like green touring is another thing. You know, the transport is a big issue. If everyone's travelling by car,
don't tell
show
me they're going on the bicycle.
Touring
the provinces on a bicycle.
Oh, I hope not, but they're carpooling. They're looking at extending the length of their touring set. They're in a location for a little bit longer, doing house stays. Actually, the Goethe Institute just brought a slow tour from Germany to Ireland, and the artists travelled by train and ferry, and it obviously took a lot more time, which takes more money, but the idea is to, you know, get rid of, you know, these quick flights everywhere and actually extend the length of a show so that it can be a little bit slower, a little bit greener.
Now, every show on the stage needs its props.
Yes.
And there's a way of finding props instead of buying them. Can you rent them?
Yes. So again, another great initiative, a non-profit has popped up in Wicklow. And this is the brainchild of five women who, again, were working on sets and just thought, wow, like there's so much waste. There's so much stuff that we would use over and over again. So they've set up Props 360. And like that, it's based on donations. And they've had donations from all kinds of theatre productions. I know Bad Sisters, which many people might have enjoyed on Apple, they donated a lot of their props. So there's lots there. Again, a great non-profit.
Okay, so they get these for nothing, and they take on the business of storing them.
This is it, and categorising things and cataloguing things. And I presume if things are a little bit damaged when they come in, repairing them so that they're ready to go. It's the same with the costumes. There's so much work in cleaning the costumes, maintaining them and looking after them. So those kind of circular non-profits are just such a great resource for people in the industry.
Now, are there examples of really circular shows?
The first ever circular economy show in Ireland took place. It's just finished, unfortunately, for anyone who would have been interested. And it was out in the Civic Theatre in Talla. And it was the brainchild of Lords of Strut, Cian Kinsella, who many people might have seen. He does fabulous shows with acrobatics and dancing. And they basically wrote this play, and they decided that because the play has been about climate change and climate issues, they thought, well, let's try and make this circular. So they sat down with the team. They used a really great guide called the Green Book, which has come from the UK, and that kind of gives tips on how to have a circular production. They're actually producing an Irish version of it now. But they basically ended up having 85% of the set, the costumes, everything secondhand. And they're going to now pass them on. So they did things like repaired their old trampolines that they've used for the production. Their costume designer, Sarah Foley, who's awesome, she teamed up with Vision Ireland, which is a charity, to source all of the costumes from them. So they really came at it with such a sustainable mindset, I guess. And it's the first one that's been done here, which is amazing.
Yeah. The Lear Theatre had to go with sustainability as well?
Yes, they also used the Green Book. They did a production earlier this year of a show called Punk Rock, and they used that book as their guide. So they used, you know, LED lighting, which I understand in theatre is really difficult to try and do shows with LEDs. It's a whole other thing. So they used LED, they used circular costumes, and again, just try to reduce the impact. Obviously, when you're doing that on top of producing a show, it's a lot of extra work. But again, it's just a good experiment to see how far they
go. So even though we don't think they're massive emitters in the greater scheme of things, it's kind of inspirational that even in the theatre, they can become more circular.
Yes, like these are the most creative people that we have. They're the idea thinkers. So if they can come up with solutions, they're a great example for everyone.
Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.